Yo, what's up? It's Overslept. Chris Laker. I'm in an Airbnb, and it's like a room in a dude's house. So I'm like talking really, really low because I'm a little self-conscious about recording the podcast in the bedroom. It's 10:17. We drove most of yesterday just to get out to Columbus. We're in Columbus. We're gonna go to Cincinnati soon. Jacqueline's still asleep. It's a nice house. There's cats here. I like that. So crashed like really early last night, and then ended up waking up at like 4, and then I was like awake. So I finished watching this Rush documentary on Netflix, and then I was up for like another hour watching like Rush concert videos on YouTube. I never liked Rush before. That's what happened. I like watching music documentaries, but it's usually about some band that I don't give a shit about, and then all of a sudden I get into them because I watched a documentary. That happened to me with Tom Petty and the Eagles. I never listened to those motherfuckers. Eagles were didn't last, but I still listen to Tom Petty, and I don't know about Rush if that'll last. But that's like now I'm like, oh, Rush is the best. Oh, Jacqueline just put a pillow over her head. I'm disturbing her sleep. I'm inconsiderate with this podcast, but you know, I can't go a day without an episode. I'm sorry yesterday was so short. And what happened was I moved the car to the other side of the street, paid for a meter, and so I couldn't really. And we left a little later than I wanted to. So I actually probably could have just done the full 20 minutes. Today might be short too, because I'm whispering the whole thing. And I don't know what to talk about again. I never know what to talk about. What's there to talk about? You know, it was kind of nice driving all day. I wasn't like obsessing over the news all day, which is like a big problem of mine. But then I did it all night. Jesus Christ. Now I'm obsessed about it's Russian health insurance. That's what I'm like the band Rush, and then health insurance. That was what I was obsessed like looking up all last night. Man, you know what was insane in that documentary, Rush documentary on Netflix, is that they had the guitarist from Rush, Alex something, right? He dropped out of high school to just be full time. They started the band in high school, and he dropped out to be full time. They were nobody, right? But for some reason, this dude has footage of him sitting at his parents' dinner table, like him and his parents talking about why he's dropping out of high school, and him being like, "Man, I don't care about money, man." It's like 1968. Like it wasn't like someone pulled out a phone and started recording. Someone had to have like a, it's like color audio, like somebody filmed this. Somebody knew, like, oh, I should catch this on film. It's a family arguing. But it was, you know, then he got this stick in their fucking face. I don't think he's that kind of guy. They're very nice guys, that whole band. They just, like, want to play music and be nice to people. They don't even, like, they don't give a shit about, like, groupies, you know. They don't exploit women. Yeah. So that was cool. I don't know about this whole health insurance thing. All I know is I gotta get rich. That seems to be the solution. I say that every day. about how I had to get rich. But I don't know what else I gotta. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna get rich. You guys gotta help me though. You don't have to do anything today about it, but eventually I'm gonna be like, I need you guys to do some shit. You know, buy an album or something. Don't buy an album today. Don't buy the album that's out now. And I'm not trying to advertise myself. I'm just like getting nervous that I'm gonna be poor the rest of my life. So then I start talking about getting to be rich. That's what poor people do. We just we hope to be rich and start talking about how gotta make moves. Gotta make moves. Gonna make money. Everything's gonna be okay. And you just do that over and over again, and you feel like you're on your way to something, and then you die poor, and you say, "Well, I almost made it." I don't think I'll die poor because I think Jacqueline will get rich if she doesn't like dumb me when she gets rich. But I don't think she will. Then I'll have her money, and then I'll be rich that way, which, you know, isn't as rewarding, but I'll take it. You know, because at that point you earned it. If you meet somebody that's poor and you're both poor, and then one of you gets rich, you earned it. If you just marry a rich person, you earned that too. Fuck it. If you get a rich person to fall in love with you, you made yourself rich. Good for you. That's better than being born rich. Being born rich ain't shit. You just got born rich. I mean, it's pretty good, I'm sure. Must be fucking awesome. But you didn't earn it. Making a rich person love you when you're a poor person, that's earning some dough. That should be the most celebrated person in the world. You know, like the Made in Manhattan. Isn't that what happens in Made in Manhattan? I didn't see it, but I'm assuming J-Lo is poor maid, and then whoever plays the rich guy falls in love with her, and then she's like, "Oh, I'm poor," and he's like, "That's okay," but she probably covers up the fact that she's poor. Am I nailing this? I mean, I'm not saying I never saw a trailer. I must have seen a trailer or some sort of thing for Made in Manhattan, but I never watched like 5 minutes of the movie. But yeah, that kind of story, that's moving. That's what America's all about. How much time I got left? Jacqueline's getting up now, so I feel like I want to wrap this fucker up. 8 minutes. This might be another 10-minute episode. I don't know if I can go another 10. But I'm afraid I'm talking to Jacqueline now, not you fuckers. I'm afraid the guy's going to hear me, so I'm talking really low. I'll up the volume. Well, now if I talk louder, the volume's gonna jump up in everybody's earphones. Okay. That's my computer. So I don't think. Let me see if there's any. I'm gonna just see if there's any new iTunes reviews. What'd you say? What? I can't hear you. All right, she said something. Jacqueline said something. So, she said, "I'm going to get rich on my own." Isn't that weird? How you can, like, hear something and it take. This happens. Maybe it's just me. I'll hear something and it'll sound like absolutely nothing. Right? It'll sound like it's just gibberish. And then 30 seconds later, no, that wasn't 30 seconds, maybe 15 seconds. Right? It just all processes. Isn't that weird? Ooh, I think there might be a new review. There isn't. Somebody else rated. So thank you for that. But there's not a new review. But that's cool. I mean, we're not going to get to the top of iTunes with the listenership right now, guys. I'll be honest with you. We're pretty low. It's actually, if you were going to do something nice, tell people about the show. But then, I don't know if I would, if I was you, I don't think I would tell anybody about this fucking show. It's too weird. I don't like to, I tell people about it because they laugh at the idea of it, that I'm just getting up and recording. But I guess if you like it, why wouldn't you tell somebody? It's a conundrum. So, I like Columbus, Ohio. I didn't see much of it. We went to a nice restaurant, drove around a little bit, and it seems pretty cool. Now I'm going to go to Cincinnati. And you motherfucker, I don't know. Cincinnati is also out, so there's no point in trying to get tickets. I don't think you can get in. I'm going to be in D.C. on Tuesday at the D.C. Improv. If any of you guys, and then later on, this is like a while later, in Tuesday I'll be there with Mike. Me and Jacqueline will be there with Mike Birbiglia. And then in August, me and Jacqueline will get a co-headline at the lounge. So then, if any of you guys live in D.C., then I'll really want you to come out. But come out to, if you go to see Birbiglia, you know, let me know. Tweet at me, and I'll say hi or something. I would love to meet anybody that listens to this show. Oh, that's right. I have to have Mortimer Panda on as a guest. I still got to figure out the Skype situation. And once I do that, I'm going to have him on, and then maybe we'll start having you guys, listeners, call in every once in a while. I'll take listener calls sometimes or something like that. That could be fun. I would like to talk to you people. And but for now, you can email me. Dude, I'm starving. I fucking ate carbs last night like a dick. Because we went to this like fancy place, and you think this is, I'm a snob. So I'm like, because we live in New York, I think you leave New York. Well, this is the thing. I didn't know Columbus was like a nice place. I had no idea. Because you hear Columbus, Ohio is like a real city, but it doesn't sound like a real city. Even the people tell you, like, Cincinnati sounds like a real city. I know Cleveland's a real city. So I feel like we sent a message to the guy on Airbnb, like, what's a good restaurant? He's like, what price are you looking for? Like, I don't care what it costs. We figured Columbus, how fucking much money could it cost, you know? We figured, and then, no, it's expensive. And it's expensive for anywhere. You know, in New York, you'd be like, this is expensive. But it was fucking good. And good food's always worth money. Always. But the dishes that we ordered had potatoes or polenta, which I'm pretty sure that's a grain. It's got to be a carb. I didn't look it up. I just ate the shit out of it. And it was good. Man. So, 14 minutes. I think I'm going to do, because I think yesterday was good for me. Today, I'm going to take another break from the news. Just not. I'm going to stay off Twitter. I'll write one tweet, not politics related, right? then I'll stay off that motherfucker. Unless somebody tweets at me. I'll look at my mentions and shit. And then, because it's not doing anybody any good. All my anger, it's just, it's all me. I'm not out, it's just not doing anybody. And it sucks up too much of my time. I could have had so much work done in the past, like, a few months if I wasn't, like, freaking out that the world's over. And maybe you don't think the world's over. Good for you. I wish. Like, we're driving through, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, you know, rural Pennsylvania, and all these places, and then people still got their Trump signs up, and I'm like, I wish, like, I was happy about it. I wish I was one of those people. Like, if you're a Trump person listening, I'm envious of you, because you were happy. You're like, fuck yeah, he's doing it. You know, I am furious. You know, that makes you some, not you listening, you're probably a good person. Some people always good, it makes liberals furious. That's not cool, man. I'm still a dude. I don't want anybody to be furious. Well, like, nobody. I think everybody could be not furious. I mean, why are we even doing all this shit? I mean, that's really the question. What's the point of society? That's what we're arguing about. And I think the point is to not have people fucking suffer. I mean, I'm not doing anything about it, so I'm not trying to be like, I'm not even sure if that's what the point is. I think that's the point. Isn't that the point of society? Is like, oh, if we all work together, then it's supposed to be easier, and then people aren't supposed. Yeah, and I believe me, I'm not doing anything to help society, so I'm making this podcast. I guess in that. And I make my other podcast, This Week in Jack. And if you haven't listened to it, you might want to check that out. But it's like, and I do stand up, but which isn't, that doesn't contribute to society. I guess if we got rid of the entertainment industry altogether and put us all into doing something that's actually building something or you know, we had to be a doctor. I think there'd be too many. I think it's okay. I don't think anybody needs me to do anything. But I'm open to it. No, I'm not. I hate work. I've worked before. It's not fun. I guess I shouldn't complain about what society for if I'm not. I could complain about it if I was doing a real job. But I'm not even. I'll say this, I don't have to complain about it, but I can wonder. I'm just wondering. I'm just thinking about it. It's just a question in my mind. I'm not telling people what to do, but I'm saying I do a little bit. We're all a little. We contradict ourselves all the time. Is there anybody that doesn't contradict themselves in their, like, views? And in life, I think we all do. That's why someone's like, oh, you contradict me. Shut the fuck up. You do too, probably. I can't find it right now, but you do it. Quit acting like you're such a straight arrow. We're all fucked up. All right. I think that's the episode. We're there. We're in 1935. I mean, I want to make it to that 20. I don't want you to look in that thing and say, go to chrislaker.com, hit the overslept thing, sign up to be my friend, and you'll go to the Madison Square Garden show when I headline it. That's coming up sooner than you think. Sooner than I think, maybe. And, all right, go to That's it. You don't have to do anything else. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.